You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. You see, there's no stopping you. There's no stopping you. You are invincible. You can do anything that you want, that you desire, that you wish for. Truly, that is within the natural laws of the universe, of course. And what this means is that you can manifest, you can create, you can dream, you can analyze, you can make whatever it is that you wish. See, what happens is we revert back to these subconscious ways. Oh, these damn subconscious things get in the way. And if they're subconscious, how do we know about them? You know when your subconscious old ways are getting in the way of your new way? It's by your reality, your environment, who you're with, how you're feeling. How are you feeling? Is there a feeling of absence, a feeling of stuckness, a feeling of apprehension consistently, anxiety? Is your environment so well put together because you're trying so hard to control everything, and yet all you need to do is get a little messy? You just need to express yourself a little bit. Or is your environment so chaotic that you can't even find the simplest tools that you need to get through your day? You can't even find a pen. You're anxious trying to find something because things are so messy. What is your environment telling you? What is your mind telling you? It's speaking to you. All of these forms of energies, whether it's an energy that feels hard, like a materialistic object, or an energy that feels more like an emotion. All of these energies are talking to you. They're trying to communicate. And essentially, this is your soul communicating with you as well, because your soul is this energy. If your physical body did not have a soul, your physical body would immediately die. That's what death is. Your soul is being removed from the body. So when your soul is talking to you, it's trying to guide you. You know it's talking to you when it's encouraging you to do something new. Oh, but then fear starts to step in the way, right? Then the human aspect comes in rather than the soul aspect. The sense of fear, the sense of apprehension, nervousness, anxiety. When you want to do something, but you're apprehensive, this is a sign for you to get moving. You've got to move. You've got to shift the energy somehow. You have to change it up. You know what you need to do. You really know what you need to do. But you convince yourself that you don't know what you need to do, when really you do know what you need to do. And there's options. And then when there's options, that's when you think that you're not making the best decision. When you're feeling anxious, the best decision is to get moving. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't sit and meditate and be connected to source, to God, to the universe. That doesn't mean that that's non-movement or that is movement. It is what it is. It's changing the pace. That's what movement means. So if you're frantic and feeling all chaotic, a movement would be to sit still, to ask for God to come close to you, to ask to feel this connection. It's a change of energy. It's a change of pace. That's what movement is. is, is changing the pace, whether the pace is going from chaos to slow, calm, and steady, or if the pace is lethargic and dense and feeling stuck, then the movement would mean to do something faster paced, to get active, to talk about your feelings and your emotions. You are unstoppable. And I don't even like to use the word unstoppable, because stop is in that word. You are incredible. You are light. You are here to activate this light consciousness within yourself. And how do you do that? You begin to pay attention to these subtle and maybe not so subtle nudges of your soul guiding you. Sometimes it's been there for a long time, these messages, right? Sometimes they've been there knocking away. Knock, 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 knock. Hello, you know. But then you're scared to do it because you don't know. You'd rather sit in a state of what feels like comfort, but really it's not, it's misery. So, and the thought, I was just thinking, it went away. I messed my thought up there, but that's okay. Here's the idea, is that you can create whatever you want. And this doesn't necessarily mean that you are better than someone else and that you have this external power. Because essentially, if you're human, just like I am, then we're all the same. We're all just trying to figure it out. But oftentimes we just have these insecurities because that's part of being human. But once you recognize that everyone has insecurities, even the person that looks like they have it all together, they too have some sort of insecurity. The difference is trusting in this nudge that you feel, this intuitive knowing, this soul of yours, this path of yours. It's asking to be activated. It's asking to be invoked. It's asking you to trust in it, to trust in your soul, to trust in this energy that guides you, to make a move, to change the pace, and to be proud of yourself for doing so. And if it feels anxious at first, just know that you are doing your best. And the next step will be revealed to you also in a feeling, a nudge, an action. The right person will show up. The right guidance will show up. And let's say you feel like you made a mistake. You took action and you feel like you made a mistake. Well, I know it's easier said than done, but it's not really a mistake. It is a learning lesson. Okay, I learned from that. Wow. All right, maybe it was a hard blow to the mind, to the ego. Damn, I should have done that. Or, oh God, did I say something wrong? It's all okay because it's all working out. Maybe that person needed to hear it that way. Maybe you needed to feel that anxiety for a brief moment. Maybe you needed to learn that lesson. And it's okay to make this quote-unquote mistake, but it's not really a mistake. So trust in yourself, move forward. You are invincible. You are light. You know it. I know it is hard because there's so many things coming at you. There's responsibilities. There's old ways getting in the way. Remember, there's old ways getting in the way, but you know by the way that you feel, by your environment, your energy, remember it, going back to that. You can self-assess. This is not self-judgment. No, it's not. We're not trying to be harsh on ourselves. We're not trying to be harsh on you. You must recognize yourself what you need to do. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't ask for help. Of course you can ask for help. That's part of self-help, is recognizing what's best for you. And maybe you feel like you don't know what's best for you, and that's okay. Get input from other people, just like what you're doing now. You're getting inspiration. You're getting guidance. This doesn't mean that you can't do this yourself. Of course you can. You can feel confident. You can feel assured in your decisions. Yes, you can. The more that you trust And the more that you take action, the more will be revealed to you. It's just one thing at a time. It's just one thing at a time. It's expressing what you want to express in yourself from the inside out, and that's how you align with your soul, essentially. At the very end of the day, in all of this encompassing matter of fact, is that when you connect with your soul, you are allowing yourself to express itself, however that looks and feels. Maybe you need to heal, maybe you need to rest, maybe you need to run, maybe you need to move, maybe you need to talk, maybe you need to paint, maybe you need to sit and meditate, maybe you need to let go, let go, let go, let go. It's all a form of expression. It's all creativity. There's no wrong answer. It's all right. It's all okay. It's all essentially helping you along your path. Please trust in this and listen to it again if you need. I probably will listen to it myself over and over again. This feels good. This feels right. And when things start to feel a little nerve-wracking, a little anxious, a little dense, because they will ultimately, because we're humans, we're all trying to figure this out, come back to something that feels calming for you. Come back to something that feels reassuring for you. Know that it's all working out, and this too shall pass. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.